Good day, Your Highness. I trust accommodations have been to your liking. No. Well, I'm not truly surprised. This dungeon is quite a step down from your usual luxurious chambers. And all these wounds must have only exacerbated your discomfort. I gave strict orders to have you delivered expressly and without mortal wounds. It seems my soldiers pushed the limits of that command. No doubt a mark of vengeance for their own wounded battle pride. You've been thoroughly roughed up. All these welts and bruises, and a nasty cut on your face. Fear not, it's healing nicely, and I'm sure you'll be sporting a dashing scar in no time. An attractive feature for a king. My surgeons have certainly earned their pay today. I can tell you're confused. You're wondering, why have I not just had you killed and moved forth to conquer the remnants of your kingdom? I'll admit, that was indeed my first thought, but I've decided upon a better use for you. Not even a flicker of interest or concern, hmm? I'm impressed, Your Highness. Even gagged, naked and tied to a chair, you maintain that regal composure. But you don't fool me. I see right through it. That small glimmer of fear in your eyes betrays you. You're scared. Hold on to that fear. It'll keep you safe. Now, I'm going to take out your gag, but I expect you to continue behaving in a kingly fashion, otherwise the gag goes back in. Understand? No screaming or cursing. There. Well, that's a good start. Keep up that attitude and this will be a relatively painless conversation. Before I reveal the sheer magnitude of my political machinations, allow me to first impress upon you the severity of your situation. Oh no. I'm not referring to your current prisoner's predicament. This is merely only the latest in a long line of royal missteps. You carved yourself a dangerous path even before I began arming up for my invasion into your territory. In fact, it was the political strife of your kingdom that made you the perfect first target of my campaign. Yes, that's right. First. There will be more. Many more. I intend to rule this entire land. But that is a discussion for another time. You are my express focus right now. Do you know why I was able to ambush you so deeply within your own territory? No. It's because most of your vassals didn't bother guarding the borders. They simply secured their own holdings and hunkered down. They wanted you to lose, to die in battle. They possibly assume they will usurp my victory from under me and put either themselves or a convenient puppet on the throne. Oh, I'm sure you've one or two loyal vassals at your back, but you're blind if you think they aren't in the minority. Who do you think arranged the assassination of your parents? Did you forget what I said would happen if you raised your voice or cursed at me? I will forgive you this once, as the subject was a sorely personal one, but know this. If you raise your tones again, the gag goes back in, and this conversation takes a decidedly unpleasant turn for you. Understood? Good boy. You're learning fast, at least. Now, as I was saying, it was not I who arranged the assassination. The culprit is most likely one of your vassals, The count who is ever so close with that dim-witted cousin of yours would be my first guess. Kill the king, queen, and heir, and all of a sudden he's best friends with the new king, who will be needing to appoint new and trustworthy advisors. You seem shocked that I'm so familiar with the internal politics of your kingdom. To be rather foolish to charge in blindly, especially when I've set myself upon long-term plans for you and your kingdom. As a ruler myself, I can admit I too have my own fair share of problems, and I think we can help each other. A mutually beneficial relationship. My lands are strong, and my nobles are kept in check, but I have a reputation as something of a cruel brute. I've even heard several nicknames that paint me as some kind of monstrous villain. Nightmare Queen, the Dark Lady, Tyrant Bitch. The list goes on. You, however, are highly regarded by your people as a good and kindly king. You could help to balance out my people's view of me. Furthermore, my conquest of your land would turn into simply more of a peaceful merging. I'm sure that appeals to you. No more blood need be spilled between our kingdoms, which would in turn allow me to continue my campaign from a much stronger position. The peasantry may love you, but you're naive, inexperienced, and practically on the brink of civil war. It's sheer dumb luck you've lasted as long as you have. You need a firm hand to guide things back into place. I can be that firm hand. I'll choke out any dissidents, purge any traitors within your nobility, and ensure no one manipulates you again. I'll even make a wedding gift of arranging the deaths of your parents' assassins. Yes, I said wedding. I intend for you and I to marry. Why? I feel I have given you a wealth of reasons already, but you mean aside from all that? Plainly, you and I are both unwed and without a direct heir. A marriage between us, if nothing else, would elicit an alliance and strengthen our hold on the land we already have. Furthermore, you may be a benevolent ruler, but you aren't an ambitious one. I've had concerns in the past that any potential husband would try to undermine my power, assert himself over me, and supplant my ambitions with his own. I've more than seen hints of such in the suitors who have tried for my hand already. But a point in your favor. I see you as someone who could become a partner, not usurper. And dare say one day you might find a royal vigor to match my own. You need time to learn and grow, of course, but I'm willing to give that. You're also rather handsome, which isn't necessary, but a nice bonus. It's kind of you to say that. It's been some time since anyone has called me beautiful. I'm not sure if that's because of my reputation or that I've got nearly a decade on you. That said, I'll not turn my nose up at a partner who finds me pleasing to look at. Regardless, back to the question at hand. It's not escaped me that this may not live up to the typical romantic expectations of a proposal. But will you marry me? Do know, if you refuse, I can't allow you to go free. But I'm sure you could at least serve as a warning for other rulers who dare to defy me. You needn't fear for your life. But I doubt it would be a pleasant existence either. You accept? A wise decision. I truly do believe this is the best option for both our kingdoms. We'll do a proper ceremony for show later, but I'm not leaving this room unwed. Sign that paper, and we'll legally be husband and wife. Oh, let me just untie one of your arms. No, not both. Until we're done here today, I'm still treating you as my prisoner. Congratulations. We are now, legally speaking, husband and wife. As unconventional as this is, there's one tradition I'd like to follow. The first kiss. Well, that wasn't unpleasant. I see you agree. I've practically taken your breath away. Come now, there's no need to blush. We're married now, after all. Such things are natural between man and wife. And that was only a prelude of things to come. Surely you're aware of what happens on a wedding night. In fact, I'll have my guards escort you to my chambers, where you will be bathed and made ready for me as befitting a queen's consort. Although, a thought occurs to me. If I were to free you to the custody of my men, you could simply outfox them, clever king that you are, and slip away into the night before I could take you to my bed, essentially rendering our contract null. No, I need to bind you to me with something more substantial than quill and ink, and expressly so. Before we leave this cell, you will have seated our lineage within me. Yes, I've decided. I don't want you trying any foolhardy escape plans. Besides, I'm rather enjoying the sight of you bound up and entirely at my disposal. In fact, let's get that free arm tied back down. We need to complete the look, I think. That's right, don't fight me. This will be so much better for both of us if you just defer to my directive. My, my, you seem to be getting quite hard. Could it be that you're something of a deviant, too? You're all excited at the thought of a powerful woman tying you down and having her way with you. It seems any fears I had of this being a prudish arrangement have been put to rest. That is an adorable blush. It seems the only thing I need to break through your composure was to speak in a lewd and suggestive manner. Oh, now your verbal petitions of such... It's not helping you look less so adorable. But fret not, my husband. This will be an enjoyable experience for both of us. Now hush. No more words from you. I'd like to get a feel for your manhood without distraction. Barely a touch and you're already squirming so deliciously. I could just eat you up. Shall we see what happens when I move my hand a bit? How does it feel? Oh, what was that? A cry of pleasure? Don't hold back on me. I want to hear every moan, every whimper, every little noise you make because of what I'm doing to you. They are mine and mine alone to enjoy now. You belong to me. Every inch of you. And now I'm quite ready for a taste. You're as delicious as I thought you would be. That's right. Let out those cries. Like a little songbird singing just for me. So much pre-cum. You really can't resist the attentions of my mouth, can you? Don't get too excited, my dear. This is merely the beginning. I can't let you finish like this. We mustn't waste a drop of your seed. The way you squirm and wriggle against your bonds. It does something to me. I can feel a fire igniting inside. Enough of this. Oh, I need to save this burning. I need your cock inside of me. I just need to shed these damn clothes. There. Lean back so I can ride you properly. I hope you're ready. What am I saying? I can feel your readiness right here. You feel so good inside of me. Yes, this is certainly a worthy throne for a queen. Come on, struggle and thrust against your bonds. I want to feel your desperation inside me. Oh, that's it. Oh, gods above. Oh, you're adorable when you ride like that. You want me to start moving, don't you? See your new queen bounce up and down your hard cock? Beg for it. You heard. Beg. Now. Oh, I can't refuse such sweet pleading. First, however, I require a kiss from those lips of yours. That was even sweeter than your begging. But I do believe I'm prepared to deliver that thorough fucking to you. Brace yourself. I'm gonna take everything you have. Expecting. Sensation. Oh, filling me up. Alrighty, you like this. Makes me feel, strangely complete. I can tell that you're trying to hold back your own moans. Stop that. Cry out for me, my songbird. Oh, that's it. Yes. Oh, moan for me. Oh, I want to hear it. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes, that is. That's it. Yes, take flight with me, my husband, my king. Oh. To taste too. What's a few more scrapes and bite marks? Oh, one more way to mark you as mine. You're getting close, aren't you? Oh, the way you're squirming and twitching inside of me. Oh, don't hold back. I need you to come inside me. Oh, I need every drop. Give me your hair. Give me your seed. Everything. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. I can feel it building. Yes. Oh, the way you struggle in your bonds. Just so you can thrust up a little harder. Oh, it's driving me wild. Yes, keep fighting them. Keep fighting them to give me it. To give me everything. Oh, yes, that's a struggle for me. Oh, struggle to submit to me completely. I need it. I need it, my husband. I need you to give me what I need. Oh, what you need. Oh, what we need. Yes, I can feel you. That's right. Spill your seed inside me. Do it. Oh, there it is. Filling me up. Yes. Oh, give me more. More. I want it all. Oh, it's wonderful, my king. Better than I could have ever hoped. I feel so full. With volume like that, I'm confident you've gotten me pregnant. I'm gonna remain in your lap a little longer. It's nice. I just want to hold you for a while. I hadn't realized how badly I needed the touch of another till now. Rest now. We'll go again when you're ready. Of course we are. I'm confident that you've gotten me pregnant, but I've always believed in being thorough. Besides, I'm eager to ride you again as soon as possible after that experience. Aren't you? Your silence speaks volumes, husband. I'll have the guards bring us some water and food. I'm sure that'll be refreshing for us both. No, I don't think I'll let you up just yet. I like having you bound up like this. So bound you'll stay until I say otherwise. But worry not. I'll be glad to feed you your meal myself.